Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 258 for July 18th, 2010. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And the song you're listening to is Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman. And the artists are Sounds of Inner City. From the album Keep on Dancing, a tribute to the godfather of disco, Mel Sharon, Part 1. The music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance. And hey, drop me a line. Tell me what you think about the music in this show. You know, the show is about the travel business. But we spice it up a little bit with music from IOTA, and the other reason is that it gives an opportunity to these independent artists out there to have their music highlighted on shows, on podcasts, such as this. So let me know what you think. Drop me an email at barry@hometravelagent.net. And you know, we have a sponsor here on the show, just one sponsor. The guests that we typically have are not sponsors. They don't pay us anything to be on the show. And the sponsor is GoToMeeting. And you know, face-to-face business meetings with clients and colleagues is always going to be important. But sometimes business travel is a hassle, and quite often it's a complete waste of money. So now, do more and travel less with GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting is an award-winning online meeting service brought to you by Citrix. And with just a click, you can host sales presentations, training sessions, or product demos right from your desk. Avoid the hassle of traveling and still exceed your sales goals. Plus, GoToMeeting is just $49 a month for unlimited online meetings. Plus, you get voice over IP and phone conferencing, all included for that one monthly price. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. And to take advantage of this special offer, just visit gotomeeting.com/podcast. Again, try it for 45 days. Take advantage of this offer. Go to gotomeeting.com/podcast. gotomeeting.com/podcast. Well, I want to thank you for being a listener. Thank you for being a subscriber and stopping by here at the show and giving it a listen. I really appreciate that. Speaking about giving it a listen, we had a comment on one of the posts, one of the show note posts at hometravelagent.net. And I thought it was interesting, and I thought I might read the comment here on the show, and it's from Alan Eisen. And this has to do with the Spy Museum. And Alan says, if you are in D.C. to see the International Spy Museum, which is not free, by the way, you should venture up to Fort Meade, the headquarters of the National Security Agency, the headquarters of the National Cryptologic Museum. It's not as snazzy as the ISM, but has working Enigma machine and part of one of the original Turing machines. Be sure to take the tour. It's not a huge museum, he says, but very interesting. And he gives the website. If you want to check out the website, take a trip over to hometravelagent.net and check on the comments from last week's show. And you'll have a link there to the NSA website, National Security Agency website. And I also got an email from a gentleman. And he was willing, or is willing, and has already done so, to post a link to the Home Base Travel Agent Show website on his site. And he's also including a link to the show in his weekly newsletter. And so I'm going to return the favor. And I went and looked at the website, because sometimes you get these requests to cross-link on shows, and they can be a little shady and bogus. You never know what you're going to get. But I checked this out, and it was an interesting website. And I thought, well, this may be of some use to my listeners, so this is all worthwhile. And the website is travelagentjobs.com, travelagentjobs.com, and there you can enter your email and get weekly job listings of travel agent jobs. And you can also search the site by location, which is nice. So if you wanted to search, if you're in the Chicago area or San Francisco, you can do searches based on your location. And also, there's a travel agent forum where you can network with other travel agents, and I thought that was pretty snazzy and a useful tool as well. And there's more. There are articles of interest to travel agents on that website. You just click into the area and you'll find interesting articles such as Travel Agency Survival Secrets in the 21st Century. So I thought that was worthwhile mentioning, and I appreciate the mention on the TravelAgentJobs.com website under their resources section. And I also put them on the home-based Travel Agent Show website, HomeTravelAgent.net, in our resource section as well. Okay, once again, I'm glad you stopped by to take a listen, and we're going to move into the co-hosted segment right now, and we'll get into that with Kerry Ebels and Laureen Romero coming right up. Here we go. Welcome, everybody, to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. We're moving right on into the co-hosted segment of the show, and glad to have you aboard. And tonight, today, or whenever you're listening, once again, we have Laureen Romero with us and Gary Ebels. So welcome, Laureen, and welcome, Gary.
Hey there.
Hi, Barry.
Also, you might notice the audio has changed a little bit on the show, and I want to thank Craig L., who we talked about last week in the show, in the podcast, and he recommended a Skype recorder. I've never had good luck with Skype recorders. They just failed me. Didn't record interviews that I thought were recorded, and you know, it just didn't work out well. So Craig L. Recommended a Skype recorder called Pretty May, and I downloaded the trial version, and it seems to be working just great. We've experimented with this a little bit before we started the recorder here and played with it, and the audio quality is really good, which I'm very impressed with. So anyhow, just a preamble to getting into the show, and we're going to talk a little bit about training. What do you guys think?
I'm ready.
I'm game. I'm thrilled to have Gary on the show again. This is going to be fun because, you know, with the three of us get to geek out together, and it brings a whole new level of bringing different types of material to the audience. So, yeah, Gary, thank you for being on the show again. This is awesome.
I look forward to it. Thanks.
The topic that we're going to be covering for this week's session, and we're each bringing something to the table, is about training and how do you keep yourself trained with the most current information and being able to provide that. Not all of us get to go running around to events like I do. Sorry, I don't do it all the time. It just seems like I do. But being in this day and age where we have online training gives us a whole bunch of opportunity to be able to get different types of trainings. And we are each going to bring what our favorite training is to the table and be able to talk about it so that the listeners will be able to gain from that and hopefully either find more for them. And if you do, let us know. We would love to learn and just be able to help our own knowledge so that way we can be better travel agents. Gary, why don't you talk about what your favorite training program is?
Well, of course, it's going to have something to do with Disney. Let me just reiterate something. Just because somebody took the time and sent an email to Barry, we learned something we didn't know last week. So I don't know if this is going to be stump the co-host or whatever, but I mean, the feedback we get from you, we don't pretend to know everything. We just are in an environment we love to share things too. So make sure you send stuff in. I want to talk about Disney. We're talking about education and training and how do we keep up the skills, the latest knowledge and so forth. And we are, as we've talked about before, a home-based travel agent, if you're listening to this or thinking about being one. And so you don't have to necessarily get in the car. You go have to sit at some hotel for a half a day in a seminar with rubber chicken and whatever else they have. You can do this in your own, at your own kitchen table. And because I kind of a connoisseur of Disney, one of the things that I want to talk about is what's called the Disney Learning Connection. As expected, Disney makes sure that the people who sell the Disney products are equipped to be knowledgeable and also have the resources that are there. The first thing you got to do, and just kind of a disclaimer, if you happen to not be there, is that you need to get yourself logged into and signed up to access the Disney Travel Agents website. It's very simple to do. You're going to need your information, your email address, the IATA number, And they will get you all set up to get in there, and then you can, you know, watch what's going on. Once you get in there, you can, again, book and check on things. You get information about all the specials and so forth, which in itself is kind of training. But if you go to the navigation bar, you can go down to a place called My Disney Tools. And in My Disney Tools is a number of things. The one I'm going to talk about is the Disney Learning Connection. But there's also the Disney Online Post Office, the Disney Print Collection, the Download Ad Shells, Web Art, and more, Disney Collateral Store, and a preview of radio and TV spots, all under one heading there. So again, if you got somebody and you're not, you know, for instance, I talk about Disney a lot, but I've never, ever been to Disneyland. And so how do I get to know something about it? How do I get up to speed? Well, Disney does a nice job of delivering those things right to your computer. But the Disney Learning Connection has a number of things, but for the most part, it has their online course called the College of Disney Knowledge, and it's a really neat thing. It's taken in small steps, so you don't have to sit down for any length of time. You can take them one at a time, and you can, you know, once you completed a section, you can turn it off, and it remembers where you were when you come back. Now, some of you are probably sitting back there and going, okay, I already been there, done that. Let's just fast forward and see what everybody else has got for us. But I have, if you haven't been there for a while, a little alert, and I'm using their words because I'm at the site right now. In the upper right-hand corner of the College of Disney Knowledge Training is an alert that says remember, or reminder actually, if you are a previous graduate of the College of Disney Knowledge course, check out the new College of Disney Knowledge Advanced Sales and Marketing courses. For a limited time, while supplies last, you can receive an exclusive pin upon completing all four of these new courses. And they do that as kind of an incentive. And of course, if you went through it the first time, you know the neat stuff that they sent you. They sent you the mouse ears that looks like a graduation cap and a nice pin, a certificate, and things like that. So anyways, the course is broken down into a number of categories. I'll just read down the list here. The first one has to do with destination training, and it has to do with Disney Parks, Disneyland Resort, the Walt Disney Land or Walt Disney World Resort, the Disney Cruise Line, and Adventures by Disney. So there's like five separate categories, and then within them, they talk about the obvious things. They break it down like they would accommodations, the parks, buying tickets, some of the specials that they have go on, how to find about it, those kinds of things too. So pretty neat way, and it's a pretty neat course. If you're a Disney fan or even if you're not, I found it, having taken a number of online courses, one of the better ones there is, if nothing else, the way it's presented and the interaction that you have to do, taking little short quizzes and then one final quiz at the end. And if you get too many wrong, they just let you take it again. So you can't fail it. So they don't tattle on you and those kinds of things. So questions?
Well, you know, I remember when I went through the College of Disney Knowledge, and I haven't been in this business that long, but it was books that they sent you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We've come a long ways.
Yeah, in a short period of time,
I guess.
Well, that's wonderful, because it is difficult for people who may not have the opportunity to both be in Orlando or, say, one of the international other locations. Some people, say, from the West Coast may not be over in Orlando, but they have clients who want the information. So during the training, does it talk about different types of locations, what their clients can expect to find when they get there? Is that the direction of the training?
Pretty much, yes. To get you conversant in those areas. And you're exactly right. Is that they give you an overview of all the things that you might get a question about, so you can at least give an initial answer, and also show you where the resources are to go look those things up. One of the things that most of us has found out is that if we're an online business, most of our interaction occurs via email and so forth, which gives you a little time to go look something up, go grab a link, send somebody a little reminder about it. And again, something that I talked about before, was the email store and so forth, where you can go in there and they have fairly stringent requirements that it, you know, you have to put your email address, your business name in it, and it'll put a nice little header on it, and you can send out a little email blast to people who you think might be interested in whenever they have specials or some other types of celebrations that go on there. So I just clicked into another one. Here's under the heading of Disney Parks here, give you an idea. Here's a list of the actual courses that you would take individually. 2010, quote, what will you celebrate at the Disney Parks? Advanced sales and marketing, destination basics, sales fundamentals, marketing fundamentals, DisneyTravelAgents.com, the essentials, in essence, how to use the site properly, and discovering the Disney Learning Connection. I mean, again, they're all broke out. And what I found was really neat is that, you know, if you've ever taken a class, you know that some of us professors can talk a lot longer than most people can sit. Well, if you're one of those people who don't like to sit, most of these little content areas only take probably, in fact, they tell you up front, this should take around, you know, 12 minutes to do. Well, I found that most of the time, at least with a little bit of knowledge that I had beforehand, it took about half that time to get through the whole material. But even someone who's been to the parks as much as I had, even in Walt Disney World, I learned a lot.
Now, do they have a section on Disney Cruise?
Yes, they do. It's a whole separate area on the Disney Cruise. Let's see if I can bring that up for you quick and tell you the headings that they have for the courses within that. Maybe. I'm still here. Nothing worse than dead air when we're recording that.
Oh, we had a motorcycle go by, so I don't think we had dead air.
That's going past your house, huh?
That must be worrying.
Going past mine.
Wait, everything's going on at your house today.
I know. I have such a lot. Yeah, but that's also because it's 4:00 in the afternoon.
Right. I'm not going to tell you what time it is here. Okay, it's loading up here. See, there's a separate section on Disney Cruise Line. It talks about the 2011 voyages, online booking engine enhancements. These are all separate categories that you would begin, take a test, get certified, and then allows you, it kind of opens it up for the next one. Understanding the benefits of second seating dining, destination basics, building your own Disney Cruise Line client base, and leveraging the Disney differences into increased sales. And so there's the Disney Cruise Line section there for you.
Oh, very good.
And I suspect they didn't even have those ships if you took your course in a book.
Yeah.
So, and they've got a new ship coming, actually two more ships coming online in the next year. So I know there's a lot of buzz about it. And I know that a lot of times people specialize, but even I think, Lorraine, you can confirm or deny this, but your specialty is cruises, and even though you're on the West Coast, you probably still get inquiries on cruising the Disney brand, and probably especially because they're going to, when these two new ones come online, they're going to relocate at least one of them over to the West Coast and use it for West Coast cruising and also Alaska.
They are already selling the Alaska cruises, and from what I understand, it's pretty well sold out already. So it's definitely going to be a popular item. And what I really like about it is the fact that it does have a cruise line component to it. So, you know, I would also benefit from it as a travel agent. For me, if I got somebody who was wanting to have information about a Disney package, I would honestly refer my client to you. Not because I don't feel I can take care of my client, but I would want to make an appropriate referral. My area is Alaska, Hawaii, and cruising, while your area is Disney, and I would turn my clients over to you. But now that you mentioned this, I would be interested in learning about the Disney cruise component of it and want to gain more knowledge for myself in terms of the trainings.
Right. And you could just get yourself a login, go in and take just that portion of it. You wouldn't get the graduation credentials that you get, but I suspect that because of your location and the movement of some of the ships over on the West Coast, you're going to start getting questions about it.
Absolutely. Well, that was great. Thank you, Gary. Barry, what's one of your favorite online training sites?
Well, actually, I'm going to talk about the old-fashioned way, and that's books on a table or in your lap or whatever. Not really online, but I should have checked. But I think there may be an online component to this course now. But you do get the books, and it's Kelly Monahan's home-based travel agent home study course. And this is the starting point. This is where I started to learn about the travel business. And you get three or four books. One is a desk reference. One is on how to select a host agency. And then the larger book goes through all the basics that you really need to know to get a travel agent business going. Lorraine and Gary, I think you both have sets of these books in your bookshelf, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I do. In fact, I didn't even know about it until I started listening to this thing called the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, and Barry, I think, had him on, and I go, I got to get some of these books.
Yeah, a long time ago we had Kelly Monahan on. That's probably been more than 3 years ago. And, you know, it's just a great set of books. I go back to those books occasionally for a reference. I continue to use them. And, you know, if you'd like to check them out or find them, you can go to the Home-Based Travel Agent website at hometravelagent.net. And there's a link up at the top, a tab up at the top of the webpage. I think it's called Resources. Click on there, and you'll see a couple of study courses. One is Kelly Monahan's course, of course, and the other one is Tom Ogg's home study course. We've also had Tom on the previous show here as well, so you can go back and listen to his show if you wanted to learn a little bit more about Tom. But both courses are in there under the resource tab at hometravelagent.net, and it's an excellent resource. I highly recommend. I don't know much about Tom's course. I didn't take it, but I would highly recommend Kelly Monahan's course.
Wonderful. The two that I'm most drawn to be able to present, one of them we recently had a guest on talking about the Anchorage area in Alaska, and I also wanted to give a little bit of a shout out to that program again, because it is Alaska selling season and it is important for us to be able to get the training on it. And this one is called the Anchorage Wild Expert Webinar Training Program. And Tanya Hancock was on the show a couple weeks ago. And if people haven't had a chance to go to the website, do definitely go to the anchorage.net website. And there is a link for travel agents to be able to go to this training. And they're very short sessions. Each of them takes about 15 minutes. Exactly, Gary, what you were talking about. It kind of gives you a little bit of a warning about how much time you're going to be spending on it. There are four components. The first one is on activities and attractions to do in Anchorage. Another one will be discussing the outer limits, so it's things that are beyond the downtown Anchorage area. And then the third and fourth components are going to be day trips to south and to the north, which is wonderful. And then when you take the test, it's pretty easy to pass. Again, like Disney, they want people to be able to get the information, not to be scared and to actually pass the test. Upon the successful completion of the program, you're awarded with an AWE certificate and also a chance to win being able to be on a hosted fam tour and to be able to add AWE to the back of your initials, which is the certification program. And you know, we like to be able to let our clients know that we're certified in different programs, which is important so that they know that we're trained. And for us, it's the information that we gain that's actually more important than the initials on the back of our business cards. The other program that I've recently taken that I would encourage everybody to do, because they have such a wonderful travel agent discount program to go with it, so it's you're rewarded for taking their program. It's called the Fairmont Famous Agents Certificate Program. I even was able to pass the test. So if I'm able to pass the test, you can pass tests. I don't teach classes. I'm not an instructor like other people who are on this phone call. And some of us have difficulty taking tests. So let me tell you, when I can take a test and I can pass it, you see the little happy dance going on. The test is very easy. It took about 10 minutes total. It covers the Fairmont hotels and resorts, which are largely located in Canada, and they're beautiful and they're very travel agent friendly, and they're high quality and the prices are wonderful. They also really take care of the travel agent, and they have a travel incentive program and travel agent incentive pricing to thank you for referring to clients and for taking their program. The other component to this is the Raffle Hotels and Resorts. This is their third partner in there, and Swissotel. All three of these are combined together under the Famous Agents program, and it talks about the different levels that your clients go into, the President's Club, what the amenities are. So again, the bonus for you as a travel agent is being able to have that information that you provide to your clients. For example, the President's Club is free for your clients when they book at a Fairmont hotel, which includes Wi-Fi. Oh my God, you know, right there in a lot of places, it's $20 savings a day. So again, gaining product knowledge for yourself is gaining product knowledge and advantage for your clients. And that's what the point is for us to be able to talk to everybody about. God, get that training, get the knowledge. If you can't go there sometimes, you know, this is going to be the best way to deal with being able to pass the information on to your clients and be able to take care of them. Guys, were there other things that you felt we needed to cover in the last couple minutes of the show?
Well, just to follow up to Barry's suggestion there, I did go to the Kelly Monahan's site. It looks like the bad news is that it's still just in paperback. What that means is that it comes in book format and so forth, but looking at the price of it, going, well, that's almost cheap. It just is about as cheap as what I force my students to buy for one class. So, so it's an investment on your future. The good news about that is the fact that now that seeing we're having fights between the iPad and the Kindle, the book can be taken to the beach or to the pool and read while you're relaxing too. So,
yeah.
And you don't have to worry about getting sand in it.
That's right. And your batteries won't go dead.
Well, this has been another great session. Thank you. Gary, if our listeners would like to reach you, is there a good email address for them to email?
The email address would be WDW, which is Walt Disney World, WDWGary@gmail.com. You can find me at Gary222. On Twitter, and Gary.Ebels, E-B-E-L-S, on Facebook.
Okay. And Barry?
Yeah, I can be reached at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com/Barry.Cantz. And Lorene?
My email is sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled S-H-A-R-P. tongued@mac, that's mac.com. My Twitter and Facebook is Lorene R, it's L-O-R-E-N-E-R, and my YouTube is Lorene Romero. And so I know you're tired of hearing my name, but I'm going to spell it one more time. It's L-O-R-E-N-E-R-O-M-E-R-O, and there you can find links to different travel destinations. All right, guys, thank you very much for another great session, and looking forward to connecting with you in next week.
Yep, very good. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Okay, thank you, Gary and Lorene, for an information-packed co-hosted segment. I appreciate it very much. And today we have a couple of news items, just two. And if you've listened to the show for any length of time, you know that I'm a big animal fan, and particularly dogs, but I like them all. And this first article here that I have in the news relates to my like of animals, and it has to do with Disney World. So this is one for Gary Ebels as well. And it comes from the Vancouver Sun. And the article is about a new luxe pet resort opens at Disney World. A new luxury resort at Walt Disney World has been opened, and it features air-conditioned suites with televisions and a water park. And this is for dogs and cats. This resort has more than 4,600 square meters of indoor and outdoor space with runs, play areas, and room to accommodate up to 270 dogs and 30 cats overnight, as well as pocket pets like hamsters, guinea pigs, rabbits, and ferrets. Now, it also has a VIP suite, or several of them, with TVs, raised bedding, private outdoor yards. Now, my dog Coco would need a private outdoor yard. He sometimes doesn't play well in the sandbox with other dogs. So it has raised bedding and private outdoor yards, 121 square meter canines only water park, a grooming salon, orthopedic bedding, and treats such as ice cream and tuna on a cracker. Now the goal here for the luxe resort is to ensure that pets staying there have fun and action-packed adventures, just like their families vacationing at Walt Disney World. So check this article out. A link is in the show notes, and find out the luxury life of dogs. You know, I kind of thought dogs had a luxury life as it is anyhow, at least some dogs. Some dogs have a pretty miserable existence, and that's really unfortunate. But I'll tell you, Coco has a life of luxury here at our house. Now, the second article is from Business Wire, and it talks about a Travelocity poll that reveals more than half of travelers share vacation information on social media sites. Now, what do you do when you're out traveling? Do you put on social media, up on the social media that you're out and about and away from home? The article says nearly 30% of travelers have either never thought about precautions or do not take any precautions when posting about vacations on social media websites. 27% posted limited vacation information, and more than 40% do not allow any vacation posts. Now, what do you think? Is this a good idea? Should you post on social media sites about your vacation? You know, it's kind of fun to share the excitement that you're having when you're having it with people on Facebook or other social media sites. But is that a good idea? Well, Travelocity has some tips for safe sharing on social media sites, and that is in this press release. And some of the tips are: establish rules about how much you'll share and make sure everyone in your household is on the same page. So you may be on vacation with your kids, and you may not be sharing your information on your Facebook page, but your kids may be just going to town and tweeting and sharing Facebook posts with everybody out there. So make sure you're all on the same page. And never share details about dates you'll be away or details about children who will be left home alone. Boy, that's a good idea. Never, ever do that. Switch off the add location to your tweets function if you're tweeting from vacation. And deactivate Foursquare from your Twitter and Facebook accounts so it doesn't update those sites when you check in. You know, when you get back, post away. Travel sites like iGo, YouGo make it very easy to share photos and reviews of your travels with everybody in the world. And you can upload your vacation videos to YouTube and post the link on Twitter or embed on Facebook so your friends and family can watch your vacation videos. And you can use the geotag function on photo sharing sites like Flickr to show the world where you've been. But that's after you get back. So, do you have a family policy about sharing this kind of information on social media sites? You know, drop me a line. Let me know. I'd be interested. And also, you may want to take a look at this press release, because this has great information that you can use in a newsletter. So take a look at it, a newsletter to your clients. So take a look and share it with other people. Share it with your clients. Well, anyhow, that's the news for this week, and we will be back next week with another show. And until then, please have safe travels, stay healthy, and we'll see you next week, everybody. Bye-bye now. Mm-hmm.